South Korean President Park Geun-hye has promised a harsh response to, quote, any military provocation by North Korea. Park says Seoul is determined to protect itself and will respond with stern punishment. This after North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ordered the country's nuclear arsenal to be readied for preemptive use at any time. He made the remarks while supervising the exercise of newly developed multiple rocket launchers. South Korea's defense ministry said that the North had fired half a dozen rockets about 150 kilometers into the sea off its eastern coast. The move seemed to be in response to the UN Security Council's recent resolution for tougher sanctions on Pyongyang. South Korea and the United States launched formal talks on the possible deployment of an advanced U.S. missile system in the Northeast Asian country. The first round of working-level meeting is being held in Seoul. South Korea's defense ministry said initial discussions focus on potential locations as well as cost-sharing and timeline for the installation of the THAAD system. The United States and South Korea agreed last month to start talks about deploying THAAD system to South Korea after the North's February 7th launch of its satellite. Its deployment is strongly opposed by China and Russia. China says THAAD has a range that goes far beyond the Korean Peninsula and into the Chinese territory. Former U.S. Army Psychological Warfare Officer Scott Bennett says the possible deployment of THAAD in South Korea is reminiscent of the Cuban Missile Crisis in the 1960s.
It's akin to the Cuban Missile Crisis that occurred in the 1960s. The way the United States reacted to that is exactly the same way that China is reacting to this, and it's justified to react to this. In the 1960s, of course, the United States made all sorts of vehement protestations against the Russian missiles that were coming into Cuba because they alleged they were going to be a direct threat against the United States, even though the United States had already deployed missiles very close to Russia. And this is exactly that same situation. The United States is seeking to plant missiles into South Korea that will be very close to China, that could easily target China. And for that reason, China is very upset and protesting it. It's the same thing that the United States has tried to do with the missile deployment in the NATO countries, the missile shield, allegedly, which really is a first strike weapon because it prohibits the Russian counter strike to any conventional war operations that the United States may do. So China is justified in this. It's justified for its own people, its own security. There's no reason for this other than the United States seeking to keep the Korean Peninsula separate. And we've seen a lot of money in the defense contractor realm that lives off of war and the threats of war, on the weaponry of war and the preparations for war.